as we look at things in the context of eternity and why we do what we do and all, and why we teach and preach and train and all these things, it's not simply to have church. But there's something in mind, especially for these last days. Something wonderful that God has in mind, but we must be positioned properly. I want to read a couple of verses here in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 20. It says, "Come, my people, enter thou into the chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed." Verse 21 says, "For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain." Verse 20 says, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers." You know, we've talked over the years, actually, about environment, creating atmospheres, you know, governing the space that is in your mind, you know, being renewed in the spirit of your mind, your subconscious, but also creating a space or a place for God, even in this building where we are now, and ultimately creating space for God in the heavenly realm so that he can govern and we alongside him can govern. But it says, enter into your chambers. What this is all about is creating a space. You see, in the last days, we're going to be a lot like Joseph in the midst of Egypt. God had purposed to shake a system. And it will happen. But he prepared something for his people first. So that in the midst of that system, while the system was being destroyed or shaken, and all the principalities and powers that were being cast down, his people were in a safe space. It always doesn't occur to us the significance of our words, our attitudes, you know, our heart condition, what we think. Because it's not someplace in Petra. For you that, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. You know, where they stored up all these canned goods and, you know, all these this stuff, just in case they had to run there. Now, back in the day, they may have had to run there. But that's not the place today. The place today is a place in the spirit. Amen. See, there's a place in the spirit where demons can't tread. There is. There's a place, and our whole endeavor is to get the church there. Amen. You see, it's only places that are given over to him that he can touch, whether it be in your thought life, in a relationship. It's only when he can identify with the darkness. See, they only can traffic in darkness. Amen. They can't traffic in light. Amen. So if we walk in the light, amen, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus continuously cleanses us. Amen. Amen? So I want you to keep that in mind. Our endeavor, the whole endeavor, this is to create that space in your life. Doesn't mean that we won't have battles. We do. Because that's what we're here for. We're here with the mandate to subdue. Yes, yes. So you will have battles, but look at someone and tell them you're equipped for it. We are his instruments in the earth. Amen. And we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. That gets our feelings hurt. Amen. Amen. That causes resentment. Amen. That causes unforgiveness. Amen. That's why we get messed up. We wrestle. You know, wrestling means you wrestle. Anybody wrestle? I wrestled in grade school at 88 pounds. I still have the chart, the brackets. I won the little plastic trophy. Pinned a guy in less than 3 minutes. I wasn't even picked to be the favorite. I still had a bracket from eighth grade. That was in 1969. No, was it eighth grade? Seventh? No, it might have been sixth grade. Somewhere back in there, I'll find out for sure. I'll tell you. I'll get the stats right. I still have it though. But my point is, we had to wrestle. You know, in other words, he was trying to get a grip on me. And I was trying to get a grip on him. It was who could outmaneuver who. And who knew what moves they were going to make. And who could do it the quickest. And who was the most determined that determined the outcome. And the word says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities. You got to understand something about age and treachery. Our experience is just as long as we've been saved. Our enemy has been around for thousands of years.
Amen, amen, amen.
Age and treachery, listen, will always defeat youthful zeal. That's why we need to be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. Any wisdom that we try to glean or gain or operate in outside of the word means utter defeat. That earthly, sensual, demonic wisdom, we are defeated, we are on lock, we cannot go forward. But when we start appropriating the word of God in our mouth, in our thought life, it's important that we gain ascendancy of our thoughts. Amen. Tell somebody, arrest those thoughts. Don't just let your mind wander everywhere and imagine all kind of stuff. Cast it down. You have authority to cast down that imagination. It's trying to exalt itself. It's trying to get a stronghold. So you have authority to cast it down. You know, there's a little story, and we're going to look at this third sphere because everything shifts in this third sphere. I'm so glad to be in this third sphere. Lord Jesus. Called the mesosphere, where everything changes. You know, I mentioned in the first service, today is May the 6th, and I released a prophetic word about how things are going to shift. You know, we've come to the end of something.
Amen.
Tell somebody, it's over.
It's over.
I declare that to you as well. Something ends today. And I don't mean something good, something that had harnessed you, that had challenged you, that seemed like it was almost too difficult to get over. Something that's been grappling with you, wrestling with you, holding you hostage. Amen. You get up and it's on your mind. You lay down, it's on your mind. You get up, it's warring against your body. Tell somebody it's over today. Come on, I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you. I release that over your life. It's over today. Amen. All that confusion. All that stuff that try to haunt you from the past, it's over today. It ends today. Right now, we put a period at the end of that sentence. In Jesus' name, we start a new chapter today. Amen. You know what's been happening? God's been detoxing. Some of y'all been through detox. For real. So you know what I'm talking about. But the thing about a detoxing, even if you fast for any prolonged period of time, there are certain toxins. They manifest in the form of odors that will come out of your pores, out of your body, because you're being detoxed. Some of y'all used to have patience, but for a while here, you ain't had no patience. You know why? Detox. When God finished with you, you're going to have a whole lot of patience.
Amen.
Some of y'all lost your joy full of anxiety, fretting about everything. Tell somebody, detox.
Amen, amen.
They got you, God got you strapped down. You can't move, but you just detoxing.
Amen.
If you could, you break out of there. No. You get off the altar, but God's detoxing you. Because something has come to an end. I shared a dream I had maybe a week ago. And it troubled me for a while, but I was walking with this entity. We were walking, and I remember seeing, I forget what the landscape looked like, but this thing was walking next to me on my left side. And as we stopped, you know, I stopped and faced him, and he said something about where I was from. I told him where I was from and where I was going, and then he said where he was from, and he said he ain't going that way. And he went the other way. And I knew that I had parted ways with something. Come on, amen. I prophesy that to you today. I don't know exactly what that was or how deep it was in my life or what kind of hold it had on my thinking, but we parted ways. I said, I ain't going that way. I'm from over here. And you know what? I didn't know where I was going. I was just going. I know I wasn't going with him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Abraham was called out and he didn't know where he was going. But God called him. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? I said he knew where he was going, but he knew God called him. You may not know exactly where you're going or all the details of something, but I declare to you today that something has parted ways with you today. In the spirit realm, a yoke has been destroyed, a burden has been removed. Amen. An enemy has been defeated. And amen, he ain't no longer got your ear. I know these evil spirits by the way their eyes look. No life in them. I watch that thing turn that way and go that way. I was heading my way. Yeah, you go ahead. Amen. Detox. That is purging. You're a good person. You're saved. But God's purging you. Amen. He always prunes a tree. When a tree bears a lot of fruit, he prunes it back. So what? It can bear more fruit. Why? Because it's a good tree. I'm reminded of a story. Someone sent this to me on WhatsApp. But it was really interesting because when you come up out of that troposphere and stratosphere, you start to operate in a new dimension of love. Amen. Criticism, that critical spirit. You know, some of y'all have it or had it. Not today, after today, you ain't gonna. Critical spirit, just everything critical. You call it discernment. But it's not. Discernment is not based upon criticism.
Amen, amen.
True discernment, if you're going to really see discernment, if you really have discernment, it's based upon love.
Amen, amen, amen.
You ain't got to be looking. See, when you always looking, you're going to look wrong.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.